It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some blue sky. 41 degrees, KSL's top story. Some good news about the spread of COVID-19 in Utah. Health officials say new cases and the rate of infection have dropped. But they still say the hospitals are overwhelmed and people need to keep following the safety guidelines. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
With the rolling 7-day average case rate and the average positivity rate going down, state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the numbers are going in the right direction.
It's so promising that the really high case counts we saw for a few days last week were not sustained.
Governor Spencer Cox says they've been able to nearly double the amount of vaccines administered over the past week, and they've been able to increase the amount of testing. He says the federal government did not give the state the amount of tests they promised, but other agencies have stepped up.
New testing suppliers have come online, and their production has ramped up.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senate President Stuart Adams is hoping virtual public participation in this year's legislature will encourage more people to take part. Adams spoke this morning about the upcoming session that begins next week. Besides COVID concerns, there were also concerns about security with any open sessions on Capitol Hill.
Because of both the virus and the in Utah, I think we try to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
So the session will be virtual. Adam says any lawmakers who wish to go to Capitol Hill for sessions can do so, but other legislators and the public can join meetings online via Zoom or the state legislature's website. With most universities across the state set to resume classes, local health experts are warning about the possible impact it could have on the state's COVID outlook. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says Utah is already enduring a post-holiday spike.
Although Dr. Eddie Stenium with Intermountain Healthcare points out that the spike could actually be elongated if Utah's younger population doesn't take mask wearing and social distancing seriously.
Classes at BYU resume this week, while classes at the U get underway next week. The FAA is beefing up their punishment for unruly passengers, while one airline has banned the people who heckled Senator Mitt Romney. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with the story.
The FAA says you can now be fined up to $35,000 and face possible prison time if you disrupt a flight.
We have zero tolerance for threatening or violent behavior by passengers, and we'll take the strongest possible enforcement action against any passenger who engages in it.
The agency's administrator, Steve Dixon, says they've seen more disturbances recently stemming from mask wearing and the violence at the Capitol. Senator Romney recently had people confront him at the Salt Lake airport. Delta says those people have now been added to their no-fly list, as have those who targeted Senator Lindsey Graham. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Police reform is at the heart of a lawsuit filed against the police in New York City. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the NYPD facing a civil lawsuit over the conduct of some officers during Black Lives Matter protests. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the suit is the result of dozens of documented incidents of officers arresting bystanders, using pepper spray, and hurting those who posed no threat.
What we saw was legal rights and protections tossed aside. We cannot say that leadership turned a blind eye to what was happening on our city streets because we know they saw it all. We all saw it.
The lawsuit hopes to reform policing practices by appointing an independent monitor to hold officers and the department accountable. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and eight others facing multiple charges in connection with the Flint water scandal. Meanwhile, the people of Flint are still lined up to get bottled water.
I don't trust the water in the pipes. I still smell the odor. So for cooking and drinking, I get bottled water.
The officials face charges for their role in the lead-contaminated water supply. A waitress in Orlando, Florida is being called a hero after her instincts were correct about a child patron at her restaurant. Flavane Carvalho says that she was waiting on the family and noticed that the 11-year-old boy wasn't allowed to order food.
I'm a mother also, and this was very strange to me because you don't deny food for a kid, especially in a restaurant.
Carvalho called police after also noticing bruises on the boy's face. Police arrested the boy's father and mother on child abuse and neglect. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaios, KSL News Radio.
New research shows increasing rates of suicide risk, attempts, or deaths among people who have autism. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The risk of suicide is even higher for women and girls. That's because some are undiagnosed with autism and they suffer from depression and anxiety. Others are diagnosed but mask or hide their symptoms. BYU professor of psychology and neuroscience, Michael South, says society needs to have more empathy.
Conflict comes here in between the autistic and non-autistic people. Both can communicate well, they just have a hard time communicating with each other.
South says more acceptance could decrease the feelings of rejection and suicidal thinking, and there ought to be more research funding to look at prevention. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There's an Amber Alert issued for a month-old girl kidnapped by her mother. The suspect, 38-year-old Jacqueline Gardner, was last seen with the baby around 2 this afternoon in Sandy. Gardner is described as 5'8", 165 pounds, blonde and blue-eyed. The baby she took has blonde hair and brown eyes. Gardner is reportedly driving a red 99 VW Jetta. The license plate is 2G4WZ. KSL News Time 4:36. Ricky Meese, heat of the rush and what's happening?
Well, I'm afraid we're back to emergency traffic. This time it's in Davis County on northbound I-15 approaching Center Street in Clearfield. The right lane is blocked with emergency crews, but the vehicles actually involved in the crash are way off the road on the right, but we still have delays that are all the way back through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, say we achieve herd immunity. What happens to the coronavirus? Does it just go away? No. Stay here. My minute of news is next. I'll explain. It's 4:36 at KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.